Facebook page or stop by either Sioux City Chick-fil-A locations for more information. Have fun, earn points, and get rewards through Chick-fil-A One.
The survival of the fittest. And besides, it's fun.
Outdoors with John is on the air. This is the Hunting, Camping, and Fishing Show, presented by Northwest Iowa Outdoors, the region's number one outdoor entertainment multimedia outlet. Live from the KSCJ studios in Sioux City, the phone lines are wide open. Call 239-2101 right now with your questions or comments.
Good morning, everybody. The show is brought to us by the City of Kingsley, Small Town Sportsman in Kingsley, Dirt Road Design and Screen Printing in Kingsley, The Shooting Shop in Anthon, Iowa, the Plymouth County Conservation Board, Skyline Lodge in Perrault Falls, Ontario, Iowa Great Lakes Outdoors in Milford, Iowa, Stan's Bait Shop in Milford, and Midwestern Land and Auction in Mapleton, Iowa. Well, for some reason I can't seem to hear myself think in here. Something's going on bad.
Oh, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I just can't hear myself, and it just sounds kind of creepy.
So. Oh, your headphones aren't working?
Nah.
Yeah, try a different jack.
Well, I don't know. That never seems to really help much. We'll try this.
Yeah, how's that?
Well, I don't know. I still can't hear myself think.
Oh.
Hey, maybe I'll hijack where Josie was plugged in.
Yeah, give that a shot. Yeah, isn't live radio great?
Oh, it is. This is awesome. I don't know. Maybe it's my gadget. I can't hear nothing.
Oh.
Oh, well. We'll figure. Ooh. Hey, that almost deafened me there. Anyway, well, mass chaos and turmoil. Why not?
Yeah, let's carry on.
Ooh, there. I got sound in one ear. Awesome. That's better than no ears. Hey, well, anyway, I don't really have anything for the show today, so if anybody wants to call in and tell us a story or ask something, be a great day to do it, and we'll get you entered in for the giveaway of the revolver that we're going to be doing in December. So the number is 239-2101. If you're outside the listening area, go ahead and use the 712 area code 239-2101. And as far as stuff going on today, it's pretty quiet weekend. Next week, I talked about it last week, the Cherokee County Conservation Board is going to do a monarch butterfly tagging at the Cherokee Middle School in Cherokee, Iowa. That's going to be Sunday, September 22nd, from 2 to 3 p.m. in the Cherokee Middle School parking lot. And also, they are going to have a monarch tagging here in the Sioux City area at the Sioux City Prairie this coming Thursday, September 12th. And that will be at 6 p.m., and they want people to meet at the Talbot Road entrance. And that's this coming Thursday, September 12th at 6 p.m. And Sioux City Prairie is kind of a neat place. Today, the Tri-State Public Range Association will be doing a park cleanup up at Ponca State Park. And they're going to meet at 10 a.m. and start the cleanup. They want to get the place cleaned up ahead of the expo that's coming up next weekend. So if you want, if you can show up and help for an hour, you can show up and help all day. Anything will be appreciated. And the Tri-State Public Range Association, some pretty good people. Those are the kind of people I like hanging out with, Scott. They like keeping parks clean, and they like firearms. What more do you need?
Well, you do have a caller.
Hey, we should probably do that. Otherwise, I'll just rant endlessly. Good morning, Travis.
Hey, John.
Oh, is this Travis from Ohio?
Yep. I'm back for good.
What's that?
I'm back for good.
Oh, you're back into the Iowa for good?
Yep.
Awesome. So what have you been up to? We haven't talked to you in a long
time. Nothing much. I've just been fishing.
Have you? What have you been catching?
Nothing really. We went to Bacon Creek, caught nothing.
Oh, well, I don't know. You got to get your grandpa to take you to the your secret fishing, his secret fishing holes. Hey, you got a story for us, Travis? We can get you entered into the contest. I mean, obviously, I can't give a,
grandpa does want to be entered in the contest, so.
Oh, okay. Are you going to tell a story for him?
Yeah.
Okay, lay it on us, Travis.
So, the other day, we were, we had a ground squirrel caught in our cage, and we walked over to it.
Well, anyway.
And, we let it loose out in the field. And then we caught another one, also let it loose out in the field. And we haven't caught one since. I think they're catching on to it.
You think so? Yeah, I think they could wise up to it. Hey, you ever taken like a take an empty milk jug, gallon milk jug, fill it up with water, and then when you see the ground squirrel run into the hole, sprint over there real fast and then tip up the bottle and shove it down in that hole, and the ground squirrel don't want to get wet, and he'll come back up out of that hole and he'll shoot right back up into the milk jug.
All right.
Give that a try. I bet it'll work good. Hey, what's your grandpa's phone number for his landscaping business? Bob Jones Landscaping right there in Sergeant Bluff, Iowa.
490-5849.
All right. Hey, thanks, Travis. One of these mornings you're going to have to come into the studio and guest host again for us.
Maybe I will next time, I guess.
Yeah, well, we'll keep in touch. All right, thanks.
Talk to you later.
Yep, good to hear from you.
You too.
Yeah.
Bye.
That was Travis from Ohio, Scott. Like 2 years ago, we were doing a trivia hunt or a treasure hunt in the city of Kingsley, and Travis was the one that come up with the treasure. And
Right. Yeah, he came in and kind of hosted the show.
Yeah, he schooled us bad. I mean, he's lost his touch. He needs to practice a little more.
Yeah, maybe he should come in next week.
Yeah, I think we can fix that up.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you get the information on his grandpa?
I got the name, but I didn't get the phone number. Yeah.
And I've got his phone number here somewhere, if somebody wants to get some landscaping done, too. Guy does a great job. You know these new outdoor patio things with the laid block and fire pits and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Bob does that stuff, and he just does a fantastic job. It's just incredible. Let's see. Oh, yeah, 712-490-5849. So, anyway,
Want to put the trivia question out there?
Yeah, well, here's the problem. I was going to be, like, really prepared. I had this nice story on all the dead whales that have been washing up on the West Coast. And how all the libtards are thinking it's climate change and that. And then it was going to lead into this terrific trivia question I got this week. But you know what? I can't find the article on the whales. But anyway, they found and I think I might have left it at home.
Oh.
But anyway, since April, they've had like a record number of dead whales washed up on the beaches out there in the West Coast, the gray whales. And I guess some things that go from, they spend the summer in Alaska and they scoop up and, they're filter feeders. And anyway, when they migrate down to Mexico, they don't eat on the trek. Well, they're thinking they're not getting enough food to eat and getting fattened up for the migration, and then they're bucketing up on the way south, and then, of course, dead whales. But anyway, they figure there's only, like, I think they found, like, 60-some dead whales, which is, put them up in an alarming amount, I guess, because they're saying, there's much more dead whales than that because only 10% make it to the shore.
Well, the thing of it is, there's just more people living on the coast that would see the dead whale, right?
Right.
Who knows if there's really any more than there's ever been? Who's been counting that all these years?
Well, some kind of a dead whale guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, wouldn't that be awesome? Hey, what do you do for a living? I count dead whales. Really? Yeah, I only have to get 10% of them.
Yeah. Huh.
And it's like, wow, okay. That's awesome. But anyway, since they banned the whaling and stuff, the populations have been going up. I don't know. why can't people just accept the fact that some critters will live for a while and then they die? Why does it always have to be some kind of a man-made thing that makes any kind of a wild animal die? You know, it's just like, you know, you find a stupid dead bird laying somewhere. You got to pick it up and send it in and get it studied. And it's like, why in the hell can't that bird just die?
Yeah, that used to be the thing with West Nile.
Yeah.
You know, every time you saw a dead bird, you're supposed to send it in for analysis or something. Yeah.
Well, that damn thing I hit on the way in this morning, I suppose I should scrape it off my grill later and send it into the DNR and see how, you know, why it died. Maybe that damn thing had West Nile and it died just before it smacked into my grill at 60 miles an hour.
Better watch it. They might ban Dodge Dakotas.
Well, they should. They're dangerous. Well, my Dodge Dakota killed more stuff so far this morning than my pistol.
Yeah.
Hey, I was going to do that. I was going to, I don't know. I should bring in my pistol and set it on the counter here and kind of survey it and see how many people it kills during the show.
Just don't point it my way.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. But anyway. Oh, well, anyway. Hey, I'm going to throw out the whale oil is used for a ton of junk from the 16th century to the 19th. Let's see. They used it mostly for fuel oil or lighting fuel because it burned clean and it didn't stink as bad as like the other stuff they had. They had like coal oil. They'd extract the oil from coal and it kind of smelled bad. Or they'd render animal fat and make candles out of that and stuff. But the whale oil was preferred. And they also used it at the start of the Industrial Revolution as like a cutting oil for machine tools and stuff, and then a lubricating oil. I think it was like the mid-1800s. I think it was even during the Civil War when they started coming out with kerosene that they were refining from crude oil. And that started to kind of replace the whale oil for lighting because it was a little more economical, I guess. I don't know, going out and getting a whale and rendering its blubber to make an oil seemed like a pretty dangerous gig. And anyway, what we want to know, and there was a story on the History Channel that they were doing about the Hubble Space Telescope, and they said that the Hubble Space Telescope was powered by whale oil on that show. I guess what we want to know is, did NASA actually use whale oil in space exploration? True or false, or yes or no? Did NASA use whale oil in space exploration? And the number there, 239-2101. We should probably take our break.
All right, we'll be right back. 1360-949 KSCJ.
Flowers are beautiful things. Flowers are for anniversaries, proms, well wishes, saying I love you. But flowers become even more beautiful when they're carried by people who are committed to ending Alzheimer's, a disease that currently cannot be prevented, cured, or even slowed. At the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's, hundreds of thousands of people across the country walk carrying blue, yellow, orange, and purple flowers, signifying their connections to the disease. And we walk so that one day, there will be a white flower for Alzheimer's first survivor, which will be the most beautiful day of all.
Join us Sunday, September 15th at the Hilton Garden Inn, Riverfront Sioux City. Registration begins at 2 p.m., the walk at 3. Go to alz.org/walk or call Jill at 712-454-5034 for more information.
Food, fun, and craft beer take center stage at Nature Calls, Saturday, September 21st at the Sioux City Convention Center. This annual event brings together some great craft brews, wines, and silent auction items, all to benefit the Dorothy Pico Nature Center. Tickets are on sale now at WoodburyParks.org for just $30 in advance and $35 the day of the event. Get your group of friends together and make plans to attend Nature Calls 2019, Saturday, September 21st. Proceeds benefit the Dorothy Pico Nature Center.
Hawkeye fans, the season is here. Your Hawkeye headquarters is at Docks and Firehouse Bar. Over 50 HD TVs between both bars. Drink and shot specials all day. Free burgers, brats, nachos, door prizes, and raffles during the game. Free shots of Hawk juice for the first touchdown served by our very own Hawkettes. Docks and Firehouse is the place to be for every Iowa Hawkeye football game. Everyone is an MVP at your Hawkeye headquarters. Docks and Firehouse, 5th and Floyd, Sioux City.
Big John. Big John.
We had to have gotten the right answer out of that, didn't we?
No, we did not.
We didn't.
No, that was just someone saying that that prairie thing you were talking about earlier on Talbot Road. Yeah. Apparently Talbot Road is closed for construction.
Oh, well, yeah. I didn't know about that. I wonder where they're going to meet instead.
Well, that's the thing.
You can go to the
There are other ways to get there, but I'm not familiar with the area, and I really didn't grasp what she was telling me.
Well, yeah. It's the Sioux City Prairie. You know where the golf course is out there, Sunset Golf Course? It's just north of there is where the entrance was, where they were going to meet. Hey, maybe this caller is going to enlighten us a little bit. Otherwise, you know, you can check with the Dorothy Pico Nature Center here in Sioux City and find out the exact details. Maybe call them and find out what they're going to do if that Talbot Road is indeed closed. And we were still looking for a correct answer on our trivia. So if anybody wants to call in, and what we're looking for is yes or no. Did NASA use whale oil in space exploration? So that's what we're still looking for that. Yes or no? 239-2101. Up for grabs in the prize pack, we have the 1 ounce solid copper Second Amendment coin and also a kangaroo stick. So that's the getting in on the tail end of our exotic meats.
And I've got Sharon on the line here. She wants to tell you about the Talbot Road thing. Go ahead, Sharon.
Hi, good morning. Okay, the closing of that road is Plum Creek Road behind Briarcliff University. So if you go Stone Park Boulevard and you go Broken Kettle Road to Plum Creek Road, which takes you to Talbot Road behind there, anybody that's familiar with that area, the only way you're going to be able to get there is Memorial Drive, which is the entrance to Stone Park, or to get to the prairie that you're talking about, you would go Military Road, Sun Valley Golf Course, past Bay Kennels, and it's in that area.
Yeah, yeah, and so, it's on the east side of Talbot Road, the prairie.
Right.
Is,
so Plum Creek Road, they're doing construction, and there's no entrance getting there to Talbot.
But you can still come in from the north. You just go up Memorial Drive to the entrance of Stone Park and then take that left or south, head south just right there at the entrance.
Right. You can go in that way. Or what you can do is go to Military Road to Sun Valley Golf Course. And then you would turn north, west, turn north. That's the only one there, the road there. That is Talbot Road.
Yeah, and it is.
You can go that way.
And it is a gravel road, so.
It's a gravel road.
You bet.
It's maintained good.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, it's going to be an exciting event. Watch them tag monarch butterflies. That's kind of.
Right.
It's kind of.
It sounds neat, but the thing is that for people who don't know that area, it would be difficult for them to get to Plum Creek and go, how am I going to get there? So those are the two entrances.
Yep. Well, thank you, Sharon. You bet. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye now.
Yep. And while we were speaking with Sharon, did we get the right answer this time?
Yes, we did. The winner was Travis Anderson. He correctly said true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, there was a company that provided the lubricating oils for NASA, and it was actual whale oil. It was called, I can't remember, Ness or something like that I read. And then it's like, So anyway. Your NASA people are like horrible, horrible people whacking a damn whale to lubricate their cameras in their ships and stuff.
Nope. Right. When you're spending billions of dollars, you got to use the best.
And actually, they knew that they were using the whale oil because they liked it because it wouldn't congeal in very cold weather.
Ah,
like,
yeah.
You put like WD-40 on something, and it's a great lubricant, but in cold weather, it will get stiff and gum up. Mm. That's why, never recommend using that on your shotguns and stuff, because if you hunt in real cold weather, WD-40 will gum up and get stiff. And then if you have an auto-loading shotgun, then you're going to have problems with function. And kind of the same way with real fine electronic equipment in space. I guess it's cold there. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I don't know. That's kind of interesting. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they can still use some of them dead whales and get the oil out of them.
Huh. Probably nobody thought of that.
Well, they're dead anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you just well get some use out of them. Otherwise, what do? They just dig a big hole on the beach and roll it in there.
Or 100 pounds of dynamite.
Yeah, but I can't remember where that one was. There was chunks of that damn thing like a mile away or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking that was like in Oregon or something like that. Who came up with a bright idea to do that, I wonder?
I don't know. How long would it take buzzards to clean up a dead whale on the beach? I don't know. Anyway. You just got to love, people feeding bear stories. But here's one that from June. From CBS News, so you never know if it's true. But anyway, what CBS stands for, clearly BS.
Well, it is real news and real reporting.
Well, exactly. But anyway, a young black bear was killed after it had been spotted several times near the Henry Hagg Lake in Oregon by the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. The bear had become habituated or accustomed to the area after people left food for it near the Scoggins Valley Park. And they always tell you not to do this, but the friendly bear had been fed trail mix, sunflower seeds, and cracked corn. It appeared in several selfies taken by park goers. Once the bear became used to humans, it became difficult for it to relocate, experts said, increasing the likelihood that the bear would have dangerous interactions with humans in the future. This is a classic example of why we implore members of the public not to feed bears, Wildlife Kurt Lyson said. While the individuals who put food for this bear may have had good intentions, bears should never, ever be fed. In Oregon, it is illegal to scatter food or garbage that could attract potentially habituated wildlife. So, Jennifer Harrison, who visited Hagg Lake with her family, said she always wanted to see a bear. But it is unfortunate that humans were the cause of this one's demise. They got the bear killed, and that's not okay, she said. They tried to do something they thought was a good thing, but it ended up getting the bear killed, so please do not feed the bears. And it's probably a blessing in disguise, because what they're feeding that stupid bear, maybe it would have clogged its arteries and died a horrible, miserable death. And who in the hell, in their right mind, it's like, you know what, I'm going to put some trail mix out here, and when the bear comes out to eat it, I'm going to get a selfie with it. I think they were killing the wrong critters.
There have been a lot of stories out in Yellowstone this year about bears breaking into cars because people leave food in them.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're actually able to rip the door off the car.
Oh, yeah, if you don't lock it, I mean, they'll just open the damn door, or now they're just going to break the window out and get in there.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I don't know. I just can't imagine that. What goes through people's mind? It's like, hey, there's a wild bear. Get the selfie stick. You know, really? That's kind of like that guy that had that documentary. He went up north somewhere. I don't know. He was living with the bears, the grizzly bears or something. And somewhere in Alaska, he filmed that documentary. And the bears ended up eating him. You know, it's like, whoa. They hadn't heard from the guy for a while, so they went up there to check, and they pulled up on the shore there, and there's this big bear playing, like, tetherball with the guy's rib cage. It's like, hey, that worked out well for you,
didn't it? Yeah, it worked out well, didn't it?
And, I don't know, we got some, I don't really have enough time to get into anything else.
Yeah, about 10 seconds to go here.
And I don't have anything else anyway. Who am I trying to kid? Good thing Travis called in and bailed us out. I tell you, the young man's losing his touch. He needs to practice up on his radio stuff again.
Yeah, maybe he'll stop in next week.
Yeah, hopefully he will. Till next week, folks. Thanks for listening.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.